Does that sound sad? That's where the bed bugs make us feel. But this is going to make you glad. It's going to pep up. You're going to pep up when you find out how to fight those bed bugs back, too. That's why I want to play this for you. Doesn't that make you feel better? Mother, father, sister, brother, also known as MFSB. They had an awesome thing happening in the city of brotherly love. Philly, Philadelphia. Backed up a lot of groups like Hal Melvin and the Blue Note and others. Led by the awesome Gamble and Huff duo. Gamble and Huff doing a lot of the writing for a lot of the groups that MFSB backed up. The Three Degrees. The Tramps. So many. That's the name of the song, TLC, Tender Loving Care. Now, needless to say, I am not even suggesting that we show any TLC to these rascals that I'm going to be talking about now, those bed bugs. I tell you what, those little rascals are out to get us. So we're going to find out how to fight back. WebMD is going to help us with that. Bed bugs. Pests from old bedtime rhymes making a comeback. Remember when we were hearing so much about bed bugs just a few years ago? And then after a while, we weren't hearing that much about them. They're on the way back. They're more of a nuisance than they are a health hazard. But they are a nuisance. Just like mosquitoes, they like sucking our blood. And guess where they're mostly found? Hotels, college dorms, and hospitals. And how many of you would say, don't forget our homes? I know I've been bitten. I hear you loud and clear. Well, what are they? What are bed bugs? Those little rascals are small, flat, wingless insects that have six legs that love feeding on blood from animals and us Homo sapiens. They can be white in color, anywhere from white to brown. But once they've engorged on our blood, they turn rusty red. Most of them are not going to be any longer than about 0.2 inches long, and they can be seen by the naked eye to the astute observer. They get their name, bed bugs, because they like to hide in our bedding and our mattresses. Little rascals. We're supposed to be the only ones sleeping there. By the way, how many of you have ever had anyone come by to sell you one of those high-powered vacuum cleaners and they had you take your sheets, all your linen off your bed and ran that vacuum across your bare mattress and showed you how many skin cells, dead skin cells, you leave on your mattress just from sleeping in it? night after night. It's kind of scary. And when you think about those dead skin cells on the bed, and then as if that's not enough, the bed bugs want to share the mattress with you. Ain't cool at all. Well, they say that they're most often found in hotels, shelters, we mentioned hospitals, apartment complexes, and hostels, places where people sell their bodies, where lots of people come and go. Because bed bugs hide in the small crevices, they can actually hitch a ride into your home on luggage, pets, furniture, clothing, boxes, and other objects. Those little rascals have some level of intelligence. Now, as I tell you more about them, you're gonna see. I know some of you think, come on, they're just little bugs. All they do is bite and suck out blood, but that doesn't mean they have any intelligence. Okay, keep listening. And you're going to see. They do have some intelligence. I didn't say they're as smart as we humans are, but they do have a level of intelligence. Check this out. They're found worldwide, but they're most common in developing countries. At one point, they were kind of rare in North America, but they may be on the rise. And they're thinking possibly due to the increase in international travel. We're going back and forth. People from all over the world going back and forth, back and forth. By the way, any of you ever had the pleasure of having a relative visit your home, pack up that suitcase real nice, put their clothes where they need to be, bagging them up, put them in the suitcases, underwear, socks, top clothes, come to visit. All of a sudden, I mean all of a sudden, things you never seen in your house are showing up. And you're looking, roaches, little roaches, medium-sized roaches, big roaches, little roaches, littler roaches. And you're asking, where in the world did all that come from? That has never been here. And you begin to use a process of elimination. And you reach the conclusion that those little rascals came in the suitcase of your relative. And so not only do you start spraying big time the house, but you know you got to deal with all the clothes that are in that suitcase, and you got to deal with the suitcase. I'm just sharing some tidbits with you now, some insights. In fact, we'll call this, you know, I shared with y'all CT's tips on Monday, and it was a CT's dining tip. I will let you know the best way to sop your bread when you want to get the most out of your bread and your juice. Well, you can call this CT's bug tip. If you have some roaches, some little critters, uninvited critters that have just shown up all of a sudden in your home, and the only thing you can figure that is different now, I mean, they just showed up all of a sudden. And through process of deduction, you deduce that they showed up at the same time your relative showed up, your relative who was never visited before. your relative never visited before, and you have never had an infestation of uninvited critters like this before. And everyone showed up at about the same time, your relative and the critters. There's a possibility that, without meaning any harm whatsoever, without even realizing it was happening, your relative may have brought those uninvited critters. Deal with those clothes. Go outside, far away from the house as you can get. Take your spray with you. Shake those little rascals out on the ground. And what you might want to do is consider having your spray, have it, I mean, a large swath of land. Spray it first. Spray the ground where you're going to shake those rascals first. Saturate it. Large circle of spray. And shake those rascals onto it. And have somebody there with you to spray as you shake. So that as they fall, even if you can't see them, a nice little spray widespread coming out of that nozzle, catching them as they hit the ground. So you got the spray already on the ground waiting for them. And then you're spraying as your other family member shakes. And you just shake all those clothes out, spraying as you go. Make sure you have that suit. And then, now once you finish shaking, though, you got to wash those clothes out. Using as hot of water as they, hot a temperature as they can stand. You don't want to have your relative coming in with a size one clothes and going back home with them a smaller size. Yeah, we want this to be an affair that everybody wins in. And then you need to do something about that suitcase. And then, of course, you're still going to have to spray the house real good. Get them roaches something to think about. Those uninvited critters. All right. That's CT's bug tip. When we come back, I'm going to share with you some more about how to handle these bed bugs.